Today's program is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheese that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network, broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Welcome to Love Bites, coming at you from Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jacqueline Raposo, the producer and one of your hosts here. It's winter. Ben, my darling co-host and dear friend, is hard at work in Portland, Oregon. And in his absence, I'm taking a little personal hibernation. But we've got a really lovely series to share with you, Couples of the Food World. We've asked five couples in the food and hospitality industries the same questions about how they make working, living, and loving together happen. Where are the joys, and where are the hardships? Today we're sharing a show we recorded a few weeks ago and saved just for you. So we hope you enjoy it. And if you want to find out what we are doing right now, who we are dating, and how we are loving, you can always find us as at Love Bites Radio on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And don't forget to tag us on your tweets and photos, or use the hashtag GiveLove so that we can follow along with what you're doing too. Happy winter. Enjoy the show.
Chef Andrew and pastry chef Kristen Wood are the team behind Russet, a casual, intimate restaurant in a charming 1800s-era brick townhome in Philadelphia's Rittenhouse Square neighborhood. They've worked at restaurants including Radius in Boston, Trio and True in Chicago, and Quince in San Francisco before returning to their family and the East Coast to open Russet. They're such a team that if you were to search for their separate bios online, only a few sentences pass before you realize they become the exact same thing.
I might have done that. Yeah.
We know their dating origin story, and we can't wait for them to share it and more with you. Welcome to the show, Andrew and Kristen.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming all the way up from Philadelphia to Brooklyn to be with us. That was an adventurous trip you took up here today.
Oh, our pleasure.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So in researching you, I did find mostly similar bios for both of you, which was fun to see the paths that you've been on together. So why don't we start right from the beginning? How long have you been together and where did you meet?
We've been together 16 years. And we met on the job in Boston at Radius.
At Radius. So how? Starting from that, like, how did you know that it wasn't just going to be like a, you know, back of house little romance? What made it feel, you know, what were the sparks back then between you?
I don't know. I don't think we expected it to get as serious as it did, at least as quick as it did. What do you think?
She just gave you a look. She's like,
well,
what is?
You know,
like,
we actually, although that to be honest, we did, we kind of moved quickly. I think within about 2 or 3 months, I was living at your place.
Wow. Yeah. So when did you drop the L word?
Probably about the same time. So if I think are officially, we're calling our date December 11th, which is her birthday.
Aww. And then I think
by February, I'd said it, but it was kind of a funny story.
It was later than that. It was at least 8 months.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That long?
She was like, yeah, I was waiting forever on that one.
I don't know about that.
I was waiting.
He was scared.
Yeah. He was scared to tell me.
Aww. Yeah, I think we both knew, but.
I think about the 8 month mark, I think I said to him something like, at what point in relationships do people usually tell each other they love each other? And he replied, I love you too.
Oh,
so
he knew I didn't want to say it first, I guess.
Yeah, but I'd say we felt that way for quite a while.
So what was it about each other that, you know, that really sparked your fancy?
Kristen is very quiet, and, she usually comes off as kind of shy, and then, you know...
Hostile-y?
Well, yeah, but that's just a very thin layer, and then underneath that, she's really interesting. She's got these incredible stories of, you know, her backstory of her life, and interesting things have happened to her, and I don't know, we just started talking, and I was bewitched.
Well, I became interested in him because he had to make us, he was kind of the loneliest guy in the kitchen, and he had to make the staff meal for the second shift of dishwashers, like after service at midnight. Mm-hmm. And he always made a few extra plates for the pastry kitchen because he knew we were starving by then. I think he was trying to impress the other pastry underling, but she was a vegetarian, and he would make all these things with meat. And so I ended up eating all the stuff, and it was all really, he put in a lot of effort for the midnight staff meal he would make.
Yeah, I cared a lot.
Yeah.
Oh. Hot and hearty stuff.
Yeah, lots of
buffalo style turkey nuggets.
Yeah,
things like that.
I still think about those buffalo turkey nuggets at midnight.
Aww.
Were you guys scared?
We're calling this the awe series. This just makes Ben and I like know. Slaps goofy grins on our faces and makes us all warm and fuzzy.
It's true. Yeah. Was there any, because you guys were working together, was there any like apprehension at first when you guys were getting together about how that was going to play out, or were you like nervous to tell coworkers or anything like that?
I wasn't nervous about how it would play out. I mean, there is kind of a natural partition between the savory and the pastry, especially at Radius. I wasn't nervous about telling our coworkers, but honestly, they weren't all that supportive.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Wow. In what ways? Yeah.
Well, they were just...
The sous chef told Andrew he could do better.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's...
What did you do when that happened?
Well, we left not too much longer after that.
Good.
But you know, we left because we wanted to travel. You know, right. Kristen had told me that, if I was serious about food, because she went to the California Culinary Academy, and if I was serious about food at all, that I needed to go to California. And I was this East Coast guy, so I didn't really think that was true, but boy, was I wrong. So she kind of led the way out there, and this whole world of discovery and travel that we've kind of shared is... been very meaningful to me.
So was that something that was vital to you, Kristen, and a partner, somebody that would be able to, because you guys did a lot of traveling together?
Yes.
So yeah, that was something that you needed in a partner.
And I think he'd never been west of Harrisburg when I met him, so I really, you know, we did road trips. We kind of, when we first met, we saved our money for about 6 months, and then we left Boston. We had enough money to either go to Europe for 6 weeks or move to California, so we ended up going to Europe. And my mother pretty much invited us to live with her. She knew, she'd never met Andrew at that point, but she said she knew I had high standards, and so she trusted that he was a good guy.
Oh, that's
and
a good
and then he also brought gravlax to my Swedish family for the first time he met them, and they all fell in love with him. Oh. So we ended up going to Europe for 6 weeks and then living with my mom and stepfather in Chicago for 6 months to save up enough money to move on to California.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we had our California or bust, but we busted in Chicago for a little while.
I'm like slapping my hand over my mouth to hide the awes. How many years were you dating before you got married?
We got married in 2004.
4 years.
4 years.
So yeah. 4 years.
We were trying to get all our family to come visit us, and they were all saying, "Well, we'll visit you sometime." And so we said, "Well, okay, we're going to get married, and then you all have to come visit us." Yeah, we made my brother the officiant at our wedding so that he would definitely show up.
Aw. Well, now that we've gotten warm and fuzzy enough, I think it's time to bring in our
unleash the big guns.
Our dark and stormy game.
All right. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. We play on this show, not the newlywed game because it's been since 2004, but the oldlywed game. Because now you've been married long enough that you should know the answers to these questions. So let's see. We asked you these questions before the show, and you wrote down your answer and what you think your partner's answer would be. And let's see, between the two of you, who loves each other more, quite frankly.
So mean to put it that way.
Okay, so the first question is, what is your partner's favorite comfort food?
Who wants to go first? We'll let you choose.
Risk it.
You want to go first? Or you want to
I
go
thought
first?
It was pizza. Yours was pizza.
Oh, it's totally pizza.
Yay! One for Kristen.
Although I put pizza for her, too.
Mashed potatoes.
Ooh. All right, number
one
two.
One to nothing, Kristen. All right, question two. What is the signal that your partner gives you when they want to get freaky in the bedroom?
We got nothing.
Yeah,
really.
Nothing.
we got.
No, I think that's right. I think they both. Yeah. I think they both get it. Yay! Yeah.
So we have a baby who sleeps in our beds.
I think that as long as they're on the same page, I think they get the point. Yeah. So
still
they both get the point.
2-1 Kristen.
2-1 Kristen, yeah.
With the lead here. Okay. The third question.
I feel like you guys, now that you know that you don't have one, though, I feel like that's something maybe, you know, have fun with it. It can be random. You're like, pomegranate, you know?
Yeah.
There you go. Like, hey, let's peel a pomegranate. And then there you go. I just gave you one. I don't know why. I don't know.
I'm never peeling a pomegranate with you, ever. Okay. All right. So the third one is, what is the signal your partner gives you to let you know that you're in trouble with them?
Usually she just says, Andrew, like that.
I said I didn't have anything.
You totally saved my
name.
Oh, sorry.
Kristen.
What do you got for me?
I said nothing.
Oh, yeah, I go silent. That's true.
All right.
3-1.
Wow. This is turning into a blowout here.
I know.
All right. Question number 4. What is your partner's favorite alcoholic beverage?
You first.
Oh, well, see, you said cocktail, and I said he doesn't drink cocktails.
Well, I do. I
did say cocktail. That's my fault for saying cocktail.
But I have your margarita.
Yeah, I said passion fruit margarita.
Ding, ding, ding. There we go. Yes. Okay. Final question. 3-2. You could tie it up here or face a terrible defeat. What would be your partner's last supper?
I said pizza again for Andrew.
Yep, that's right. I said roast pork and apples for you.
Oh, I said your pasta.
Aww.
Oh. Can we get an aw too, please, David? Can we get an aw? Wait, no.
There we go.
Aw, because that was a really sweet one.
Kristen, we have a winner.
You have one. Kristen, it is 4-2.
There it is. There's the...
Congratulations. And I think it's time to take a commercial break.
Let's do that. But before we do, I just want to remind everyone that they can find all of our shows archived on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, as well as at www.heritageradionetwork.org. And while you are there, we would love to have you throw a few dollars towards Heritage Radio. As a nonprofit, member-supported station devoted to all things food, your money goes directly towards helping our tiny and devoted team produce over 30 weekly live shows, plus members-only events and special programs. So head to heritageradionetwork.org/donate, and we will love you forever. We'll be right back.
Today's program is brought to you by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Wisconsin produces the world's best cheese, period. Why? Lush grasslands, glacial water supply, fourth-generation cheesemakers, combining old-world tradition with the new ideas and highest standards. The very best milk. What do you think of when you think of Wisconsin cheese? For me, I think cheese curds. Delicious, fresh cheese curds, or deep-fried cheese curds. Cheese curds literally any way, anytime, any place. I think about Andy Hatch and Upland's Cheese Company, the operation behind the Pleasant Ridge Reserve cheese that's literally America's most awarded cheese. I think of the deliciously stinky Limburger and its long-storied history. I think about Raleigh's Dumbarton Blue, a perfect blend of English-style cheddar and notes of blue. I think of Emmy Roth's Grand Cru Sirchois, which was named 2016's World Champion at the World Championship Cheese Contest. Wisconsin is like the world champion of cheese, and once you start reading the list of cheeses made in Wisconsin on their website, you can see why. The Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board is a nonprofit organization funded entirely by Wisconsin's dairy farm families. Read more at eatwisconsincheese.com, and as soon as you're done listening to this podcast, eat Wisconsin cheese. It's a no-brainer.
And we are back with Kristen and Andrew Wood of Russet in Philadelphia. And now we are going to jump into the nitty-gritty of working with your spouse.
Uh-oh.
So when you started getting together, before even you got to opening your restaurant in Philadelphia, what were your concerns about working together in this similar field? Considering that you're savory, Andrew, and you're sweet, Kristen, what were your concerns about working together?
We found life harder when we don't work together. you know, usually...
That's where our bios are the same.
Yeah. Yeah, usually, you know, if we work at different restaurants, like we did in Chicago, we found that, you know, we were working 6 days and we never saw each other. And we ended up complaining about work a lot at home instead of, you know, like restaurants are kind of their own microcosm culture. And if we're both immersed in it, it really kind of smooths our own dynamic.
So now you can complain about the same job and the same work while it's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
While it's happening.
How do you guys, how do your personalities balance each other out at work? And I know you mentioned she's the shy one. Does that play into...
You said quiet, not shy. Yeah.
Our dynamic is pretty good. I mean, you know, I think sometimes we struggle with communication, but for the most part, it's... You know, there's kind of a natural division of sweet and savory, but, you know, we go out of our way to, you know, give each other feedback and talk about, you know, things that are happening in real time at the restaurant.
Does anything bother you about either of you about the way the other one works?
This is a safe space.
Yeah, well, I can tell you what bothers Kristen. You know, sometimes I get kind of immersed in my head and, you know, Kristen likes to have things laid out in a certain way and have all the words of all the events and all the words of everything on a piece of paper that she can look at. And I tend to hold everything in my head. So sometimes I forget to tell her stuff.
Well, what do you think about that, Kristen? I mean, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, it helps us that we have different spaces. I have my pastry kitchen in the basement where everything is labeled and everything goes back in the same spot all the time. And we don't share equipment at all.
What about management of the restaurant itself? What about coming up with things like, you know, your marketing and design and how you interact with your neighborhood? And
you know, honestly, I mean, we've been thinking about this. You know, we've been together 16 years, and I'm going to say we've been thinking about opening a restaurant for 15 years and 9 months. We're really on the same page, and we've vetted a lot of our ideas for a very long time about how we wanted to run the place. And so, I mean, I don't think we have very much conflict in that realm at all. You know, as far as the food that we serve or how we serve it or, you know, how we treat our employees or anything, we're really like-minded.
Did you have to have a formal discussion about who was going to play which roles in that regard? Or was that something as you were getting to know each other, you just sort of figured out that you fell into?
Yeah, I think it kind of traces the lines of our relationship, you know, between each other in a lot of ways. You know, Kristen's got really excellent judgment. And, you know, like if I have questions or concerns, I usually go to her because it's been 16 years and I'm still finding out that she's always right about stuff.
I mean, the fact that you guys met at work, work together, you share, it speaks to a passion that you guys share about your work that now like is all encompassing in your lives. And I wonder what you guys do, if anything, to shut work out and like how that plays into your relationship. Like, how do you escape work for a little bit and just be a couple?
Do we do that?
We do more family things. We've got two sons, so we do. I mean, we go to a lot of museums, and we take the kids to the science museum. And...
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, it really is kind of all encompassing because the children come with us to work very frequently, and you know, I think when we were planning everything, we were trying not to have that many barriers in our life. We wanted to kind of have a single life, not like a work life and a home life and a life as a parent. We just wanted to have a life, you know, that involved the people that we cared about and the things that we cared about. You know, and there's trade-offs for that, but I think for the most part, we really found what we wanted. You know, we deal with the farmers that we want to work with, and we serve the food that we're really passionate about, and we get in this kind of crazy dynamic because it is a crazy business. I think we've kind of found a medium where we really spend the maximum amount of time with each other, you know, both as a family and as a couple, but it's always seems to be under that umbrella of the restaurant organization.
So a big conflict for a lot of people in your position is the family dynamic. And as of this recording, listeners, we're not live in the studio today, as I told you at the top of the show. As of this recording, you're the first couple that we've spoken with who have biological children. So because with what you've just said as far as wanting your life and the restaurant to sort of cohabitate, how did having children change that dynamic as far as the time you needed to take away from the restaurant, as far as your relationship with each other, even as far as the joke we made with like the let's get it on signal, you know, like how do you feel like your relationship being partners in this restaurant might have been different than other chefs who I'm sure you have friends in your position who once they want to have children have this massive problem with, especially for women, if they even continue getting to work in their kitchens, whether they, you know, or they change into different roles in their restaurants. Like, how do you feel having Russet together made it possible for you to start a family?
Well, I mean, it's challenging, you know, because we're kind of pulled in a lot of directions all at once, but you know, we try to be fluid about our roles too. You know, I think for it to work, we have to be partners on kind of every level. You know, we try to be equal partners as parents. We try to be equal partners in business. We try to be equal partners creatively. And to be honest with you, I don't know how other people figure it out. We just kind of did our best, you know.
And it's a lot easier because we own the business and we can bring our kids to work with us, which we do quite a bit. And then the 9-year-old is great. He's better than a lot of our prep cooks.
Well, maybe not the ones we have right now.
Yeah, the ones we have now are good. But yeah,
in recent history, he's been better.
I think he's worked every station.
Yeah, he's done a lot. He busses tables, washes dishes. We don't hold him to do these things. We don't put him on the schedule or anything.
Yet.
You know, when he's there, he wants to be helpful.
He'd rather be at work helping out than have a babysitter be away from us.
Well, Kristen, how did your role change when you started having children? Not your role, but how did your schedule or how did your focus change when your body, you know, when your body was changing and you sort of were having this other thing to focus on while you were also having to be on your feet and also... I mean, with pastry, this is a generalization, but it's a very methodical, like, you need to be able to plan your schedule with pastry, and if something happens in your body that's not feeling good, it throws off the schedule. So what do you remember, especially, I know it's 9 years ago now, but what do you remember about transitioning during this period of your life?
Well, it was difficult. Actually, when I was pregnant with our first son, we were opening a restaurant we were helping them open another restaurant. I didn't work the first few months, which was fortunate because I end up losing a lot of weight in the beginning, and I can't eat anything. But it's very difficult for me because I have super sensitive smell and
being around in a kitchen when you have a super sensitive smell is probably not the ideal place.
It was difficult, and then my son now is 16 months old, the second son, and that was even harder because I was 8 years older and. I kind of blocked all that out, I think. I don't remember.
I don't know. You were tough as nails. I think it bears saying that with our first son, you worked up until what, 10 days before he was born?
3 days.
Yeah, 10 days before he was born. She was working. I mean, she had a rolling chair that she would push around the pastry station, and she wouldn't quit, and she never quits. And it was the same thing with our second son. You know, she worked and worked and she wanted to work. She's tough. I don't know how else to say it. It's, you know, I it's probably controversial to be proud of it, but I am always proud of the good job that you do. And even in relatively trying circumstances, how you pull through.
Well, he does help a lot. I mean, if I would ask for anything, you know, I'd say I can eat a quarter cup of ice cold lemonade and 3 crackers with cream cheese, and that's what he would bring me.
No, I have the easy job.
How have, as you've spent this time together and had all these experiences together, how do you think your partner has helped you grow the most as a human being?
Oh, that's pretty easy for me. She's really broadened my horizons. Before I met her, you know, it's like she said, I hadn't been west of Harrisburg. You know, we saw the world together. We've experienced a huge amount of things together. And, you know, my relationship with Kristen is, easily the most meaningful relationship in my life. How about you, Kristen?
I'm not as...
That's how we are.
I'm not good at articulating those sorts of things. But, yeah, I think he's helped me relax a lot. I'm not quite as rigid as I used to be about things. He's definitely the more creative, artistic one of the two of us. I think we balance nicely.
Yeah, Kristen's much more pragmatic.
So the industry has changed a lot in the last, 16 years since you've been a couple, and your roles in the industry have changed a lot from being like the dude who was making family meal for everyone to now being the owner of the restaurant. Can you speak to how your relationship has shifted along with those changes?
I mean, our relationship grows every year. I think we're both pretty invested in it, and we've spent the time. I'd say that, if our relationship starts with our inner sphere of just me and Kristen, as it gets bigger, we try to build relationships with other people in the industry, as far as our providers, our purveyors, our staff. For me, I kind of look at having a healthy relationship as the first building block, and then, we can kind of build our network of relationships around it. I don't know if that answers the question or not, but
well, yeah. Speaking to couples who are in the beginning of their food courtship in the kitchens, ones that have not been together for so long and who might be struggling with as far as how they can work together in the same field, or not knowing if their romance is going to be something that's going to be as lasting and strong as yours, do both of you have a piece of advice for, I'd say, especially chefs who are working together in some capacity, anything that you feel has been vital that you could pass on to them?
Be brutally honest. I trust Kristen 100%, and I don't, we work very hard to, it's very easy for her to not hold back her opinions about things. And I find myself kind of being more wishy-washy than her. But over time, it's become that. That's probably the biggest thing, is to be direct, be honest, and not just with your partner but with yourself.
And Kristen,
I think the best thing for us has just been to work together. I don't think it would have worked if we had never, worked in the same place before. And if we worked in the same industry, if we worked in different restaurants. It's really important to get, to both, have the same direction that you want to be going in.
Yeah, I think a lot of our dynamic was probably built up pretty early.
I think that's a great bit of advice for anybody who's starting a relationship, is to be on the same page with what you want to do with your lives if you can do it together.
And share your passions with each other.
Yeah, it's like a marriage with a lot of money in the middle.
I love that.
Well, we are asking all of our guests in this series on where we're speaking with couples to share with us three words to describe your partner. And they can be three words that form a phrase, or they can be three individual adjectives, or however you like. But why don't we start with you, Andrew? What are the three words that you would use to describe Kristen?
What you most love about Kristen?
Smart, honest, beautiful.
And Kristen?
I'm trying to think of only three.
I know, it's definitely a challenge, which is why we make people do only three.
He's passionate, he's conscientious, and paternal.
I like that all of the adjectives that you've used were very different. Your adjectives for him were very different from his adjectives for you, and I think it speaks to the balance that you guys have in your relationship.
Great. Talk about shared memory of relationships. Kristen has the lion's share of the shared memory, I think.
This is the awe series. Thank you both so very much for coming all the way up here to Heritage Radio to share with us. We really, really appreciate it.
Sure.
Listeners, you can find more about Andrew, Kristen, and Russet at www.russetphilly.com and on Facebook and Twitter as @RussetPhilly. And obviously, there's always more at our website, lovebitesradio.com. You can find more info about them as well as all of the couples we're featuring in this series there. You can also find more about our upcoming guests and all of the 50-plus shows we've done for you in the past. And you can also find us on all social platforms as @LoveBitesRadio. Because even though we are not live in the studio today, chances are I'm still tweeting and Instagramming away. So come play with us in real time there. Thanks, as always, to our engineer, David. Our theme song is Give Love by the loveliest Josh Dion. And we are Jacqueline Raposo and Ben Rosenblatt. Love Bites will be back at the same time next week right here at heritageradionetwork.org.
See ya.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening. How do I save the world? How do I save the world?